Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for the September 29th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Reverend Beth Habhager, talk about the community book sale taking place at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. But right now, we have some of our favorite people in. We're talking with Sally Kistner, Executive Director of the Arts Council. Sally, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being here.
You bet.
We got our friend Eric Brittenocker from the Performing Arts Center here. Eric, good to see you.
Good morning.
And we are here to talk with also Sean Johnson. Sean, who is going to be joining us with his big band experience on October 12th at the Performing Arts Center. Sean, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me, James.
Thanks for being here. Really appreciate the time. Sally and Eric and I will talk in a minute a little bit about the show itself and when people can get tickets and a lot of those details. But Sean, if you don't mind, I wanted to take a second to get to know you a little bit. Can you tell us a little of your origin story, a little bit of where you're from and that?
Yeah, I kind of grew up all around the entire United States. My dad was in the military, but we settled in Iowa for my formative years, I would say. So I'm a Midwestern kid, maybe not by birth, but we decided to stay in the Midwest for college. And after that, I started an a cappella group, toured around the world, and then a couple of years ago started this big band because I always liked the sound of big band. I always liked that kind of music and thought how cool it would be to raise a little money for charity and start something like this.
Sean, I think that's awesome, and we love talking fellow Midwesterners around here, so that's always nice. And I'm curious, Sean, you've got such a great voice, and you have a very versatile voice from what I can hear. Not saying that I know anything about music, but a music fan, I see a lot of range in your voice. What was it about this type of music that made you want to perform this style?
Well, I very much appreciate you saying that, first off. I think you're very kind. I think a cappella was weird because when I started out singing a cappella, I wasn't really a fan of it, but that was the band that I started out of college, and like I said, and it was so raw, and it was just the human voice, so I think you had to work on it a lot, at least I did, and I thought, okay, I like singing, but to be able to do 300 shows a year and to figure out how to manipulate your voice to do different songs that maybe other people in the group wanted to do, I just thought that took a lot of skills and work that I didn't have, and that I continued to work on. And big band, I feel like, is a music that has all this passion and emotion, and it's something else I'm learning. It's so funny being with some of the guys in the band because the instrumentalists have a different way of talking than I was ever used to as a vocalist. So I'm also learning on that side of the musical equation, but it's definitely something I continue to work on and continue to expand. So I really appreciate it. I literally take voice lessons every week. I'm always warming up. Just, it's one of those things when we go in and do master classes at schools and such, they're always like, oh, you just sing, you just do this. I'm like, oh, no. It's like a lot of work, at least for me. I'm sure there are people who are super talented and can just get up in the morning and sing an aria, but that's not me.
I was already a fan of yours, Sean, but I didn't know I was going to come out of this interview admiring you so much. Somebody at your skill level, I could see sitting back and being like, I'm good. I know how to do this singing thing and just kind of sit back. But the people that I admire the most in this world are the people that are so good at something and yet, you know what, I can get better. Because there's very few things in life you can't work with and tinker with and try to fine tune and get better at. I admire that very much, man. That's very cool.
Well, thank you for saying that. If it helps any, I'm also learning how to play guitar.
Nice. Very cool. Also learned to play guitar. Very cool. Sean, when it comes to influences, what were some of the bigger influences you had growing up?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because now that I'm singing big band, I didn't realize that a lot of the people I really love that my grandparents listened to, my parents listened to, I didn't actually know it was big band. I'm not really all of that bright. And sometime I had a friend not too long ago when I was starting this say, you know all the stuff you're always listening to and you're making us listen to? Yeah, that's big band. And I'm like, oh, it is? And I kind of took a deep dive into a lot of these artists. Because growing up, you know, I listened to just everything on the radio. I was kind of probably like many people stuck in sort of the age they grew up in maybe. And I listened to stuff, as I mentioned, that my parents and grandparents listened to, and I liked it a lot, but I think I rediscovered much of that. I took a really deep dive into Frank Sinatra, and it was one of those things I knew who he was, but man, once you start to learn about sort of the human voice and once you see what he was doing, and how much skill it took for what he did, I think that's where it all started for me in some ways as a big band kind of vocalist. But there's a million other people from Ella Fitzgerald to, I mean, it's just going down the band leaders. It was so, so crazy. And I also was like, man, some of this stuff is just dying. I didn't really know very many people who had one foot in that and maybe one foot in the present as well. So we definitely try to do that. We don't try to necessarily imitate some of those people because I can't sing like Frank Sinatra. I wish I could. but we like the style. We like to put that imprint on our music. We like to use those arrangements, that crazy, you know, the horn blowing and, like I said, the emotion, and then do your own style with it. So put your songs into it, put songs that people know into it, and a nod to those greats as well.
Thank you for bringing that up. We're speaking with Sean Johnson, Emmy Award-winning singer, songwriter, who's going to be joining us here in town on October 12th with his big band experience. Sean, you mentioned some of my favorite artists. I'm a diehard jazz fan, love jazz, grew up on it. But you touch on something that I think is really important when it comes to this type of genre of music and keeping it alive, keeping life in it. I've heard Harry Connick Jr. talk about this before, Michael Bublé, some of these guys mention these things. When it comes to this style of music, one of the things that I would think walking into it would be difficult. I'm an actor, Sean, and I played Sherlock Holmes a couple years ago. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but a lot of people have played Sherlock over the years. It's hard to play a character like that and not do what Benedict Cumberbatch did or Robert Downey Jr. did or something. It's hard to put your own spin on these things. It's one of the things that I find not so much difficult, but a good challenge when it comes to being creative. I've got a version that of your That's Life that I'm going to play for the audience here after our interview is done. And it's one of my favorite versions of your music. I've got a lot of your music on my playlist. That's one of my favorites. But what I like about it is what you were just talking about. You did a tribute, but you did your own thing. How do you find that balance? How do you find that balance of giving tributing a great song like that while also putting your own spin on it?
Wow, you're asking some good questions, James. At some point, when we have more time, I got to find out what you did with Sherlock here. So I can ask you the same question.
Yes, yes. It's totally fair. It's
you know,
totally
what's
fair.
Funny, is sort of funny to me is I came from sort of a pop background. And when we put out our first album in 2019, not too long ago, called Capital, it went to the top five on Billboard on the jazz chart. And I literally had a woman from New York who was in Atlanta, is a long story, but she said, you know what you do isn't really jazz. And it kind of bummed me out because I was learning about jazz and I was taking a deep dive, as I said, into a lot of these acts, and I will be the first person to tell you I don't know as much as I could or should, and I'm trying to remedy that. But she said to me, well, what you do is not jazz, and because we were going to do a jazz clinic. But my vocal instructor, who has, like you, probably loves jazz and also is an actor, he said, oh my gosh, Sean, how you stylize vocals is completely jazz. Every night is different. You're taking and bending notes. You're starting sooner. You're starting later. You're putting you in it. And so to answer your question, I'm like, I don't know that I sit down and think, oh, how can I do this different than Frank Sinatra? But I do think in that instance, I can't sing like him. I wish I could. He has so many amazing talents that I admire. But for me, I can take my own experiences in a different life, and I can take that pop background, even though I'm in sort of a jazz sphere. And again, it might not be what, in this instance, a particular woman from New York didn't think was jazz. But the more I dove into it, the more I'm like, oh, you know what? I think she was maybe wrong in this instance, because there is jazz elements. There are big band elements. And yes, she's right. There's also pop elements.
Yeah. I will say this, though. You're one of my favorite jazz singers. To me, you're jazz.
Oh,
you are definitely jazz, sir. Sean, when it comes to the what people are going to be able to take in from this experience, while they are going to get some of those classic big band songs with that wonderful band that you have backing you, you're going to get some other stuff, too, some interesting stuff here. I cannot wait for the audience to get Spider-Man, some of these things. You go from Sinatra to Citizen Cope, and I love being able to mention Citizen Cope. That feels good. what was, when you're putting this playlist together, and you and the band, you're thinking about these songs, how do you pick songs? Oh, what is your song selection choice process? Boy, I couldn't have made that more wordy. I apologize. I don't know how more wordy I could have made that.
Let's see, song selection process. I got it. That's another great question. I think that it's a couple of things for me. One is I just like certain songs. I feel like I could sing this night after night and I could bring something new to it. Two, I think it has to work in the show, and I come from a background of entertaining people. So I have dropped from ceilings. I have made it snow. We have collaborations, special guests. I don't just stand there. There are amazing artists who can do that. Adele is one who can just stand there and sing, and it works for her. But for me, I'm kind of crazy. I can't sit still. So I tend to be all around the stage and in the audience. And again, coming from the a cappella side, we had to entertain people. We were sometimes at a festival between a punk group and a famous country group, and you had to hold your own.
Yeah.
And so it was definitely something I had to learn. Mm-hmm. To think, how do I, you know, do I light my eyebrows on fire? Do I stand up like that? What do I have to do?
Right.
to draw attention up here. So that is something that I also think about, that, like, besides songs I like, is it going to work with the audience? Does it move them? If they don't know this song, does it move them? If they do know this song, can I get them to love it? Can it be their new favorite? If it's an original, is it worthwhile? I don't just have originals that I write. I also bring in originals from songwriters I write with. But they don't last in the show if people don't care, because I don't want to be like, I wrote this great song, because not every song you write is great. Mm. Like peeling an onion sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's songs that they didn't work, and then with a different introduction at a different part of the show, they become like a cornerstone. So sometimes it's also working with it for a while and seeing, can I make it fit? But I definitely drop a lot of songs. I'm always learning new songs and figuring out every single day it changes. You know, do we need more upbeat? Do we need more roller coaster kind of ride? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's during the show, which my drummer does not. So I was like, what did you say? I'm like, get four songs and go to the third one. it very much depends on the crowd. And
yeah.
I just feel like my job is to get people to say, oh my gosh, I didn't know what to expect, and it blew me out of the water. And then I'm like, good job, all done. If people come up after me and go, hey, good job, I think, oh no, I stunk it up. A couple things I think about.
And I appreciate so much of your answers come and start with the audience and it being about them, and whether it's them playing the music that they want to hear, or giving them a different style of these songs that maybe they aren't used to. And that extends to the kids. You have a student outreach that you're going to be doing along with visiting us here in town. Really appreciate you doing that. Why was it important to you to be a part of that workshop?
Well, we've done a lot of workshops, and I often think, what do I really have to offer? But the more I do these, the more I think, oh my gosh, just standing in that crowd, it brings me back to when I was a kid and people would come in and help. And there are some of the things that I still remember. And working with people of all ages, we don't often get to work with junior high and like grade schools. And we just did one in Ohio. It was so fun. There was so much energy, and it was absolutely insane. But I think because I once stood there and I never thought I'd be a singer. I grew up thinking you have to be a doctor, lawyer, astronaut or something. And the world is so much more open, I think, at this point to any kind of job, especially in the creative side, especially with music, with art. There's just so many opportunities. Before there was 10 gatekeepers, and now, you know, there's really no gatekeeper other than rising above the noise maybe.
Yeah.
But it is something that I see all these people that want to do something with this type of music, with this type of artist, with this type of song, with this type of idea. And it, to be a tiny, tiny, tiny piece of that is just so thrilling to me. We actually just started a program called Band Geek, and we're doing it with the Winger Corporation, who does all sort of like staging around the world. And we are launching it in schools that can't normally bring us in. They're helping us fund it, and we are raising money at our shows to also fund for underserved communities and communities like yours as well that just bring us in to do more of those. So I think to give back is the only thing. I'm going to be sitting on my deathbed at some point and be like, what did I do? They're like, oh, there was that trip to Colorado every year. It's like, I'm never going to remember that. I'm going to remember the things, hopefully those tiny, tiny pieces that every person can do. And I hope that this is one of mine.
Wonderful answer and a great conversation. Really good to get to know you and hang out with you a little bit, Sean. Thanks so much for joining us. We cannot wait to have you come to town. We're going to give you a great crowd, and we're going to make sure that we bring you back. We're going to give you such a good show that you're going to want to come back. We appreciate the time, sir.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm just planning on stopping by the radio station every other day and having a conversation. So
please do. Please do. Please. Yeah, I would love that. You would make my day. I'm looking forward to seeing you, man. And enjoy. Have a great run with your tour here, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, James.
Thank you. Sean Johnson there joining us. Sean, of course, along with his big band experience, going to be joining us here in Wisconsin Rapids at the Performing Arts Center on October 12th. We're going to tell you the details of that and more after we play a little music of Sean's right here. Shot down in May. I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I said that's why. I could listen to him all day. I just cannot get enough of this young man's voice. He is something. That is so much fun, and we are so looking forward to him joining us. October 12th, Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience are going to be right here in Wisconsin Rapids at the Performing Arts Center. We're speaking with Sally and Eric right now about this show coming up. Sally, let's give people the details of the show.
You bet. Like you said, Thursday, October 12th at 7:30. Tickets are $44 for adults and $10 for students. You can get them at the Arts Council. You can call 715-424-2787 or stop by our office at 1040 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids or online, savorthearts.com.
Sally, I'm always curious of how you come across these artists. With this one, I'm not going to be too surprised, I feel like, by the answer. Sean's work has been around for a while, and he's one of those guys that I think if you like crooners, if you like jazz, you might have heard him before. But just out of curiosity, how did you come across this?
I saw him live. I was at the Wisconsin Presenters Network a year ago, June, and he was one of the showcases that was presented, and I fell in love with him immediately. He is so unique. Mm-hmm. Like he said, he can't stand still on stage.
Yeah.
He's all over the stage, and his voice has been described as liquid velvet, and that is spot on. He is just so entertaining, and I love big band music anyway, but what he does with it is so unique.
You know, we had a Christmas show, I think maybe in 2013, Tonic Solfa, and he was one of the three in that group, and they did a student outreach with us that year, one of those years around that time, so he's been here before.
Sally, I know how important it is to get the youth involved, to educate the youth, especially when it comes to the arts to you, and I get that, and I think as much as it means to me, to you and I and everything, for Eric, I imagine it's a different level. It has a different meaning to it. It's a part of your passion, being able to teach kids and keeping them in this industry and keeping this industry with young people involved in it and everything, what you do and what even what Sean does or what Sally does or anybody involved in this. When it comes to having somebody like this, who you hear him talk about how he is, like, he's taking voice lessons every week. He's still doing these things. A guy at his level still working to get better. What kind of example is that to young people?
Well, certainly, you know, it's to never give up. But I think, as with any industry, and I say it and think it a lot, is that the more you know about something, the less you know. And so as soon as you start to scratch the surface, you're like, okay, you know, I'm starting to get the hang of this. I know the terminology. I understand some of the philosophy and, you know, inner workings of this. But then you get to a new level of, wow, you know, maybe I don't understand this as well as I thought. And there's a whole nother depth of this. And, you know, how can I branch out from where I'm at? And it just kind of keeps getting deeper and deeper from there. And I think the same is true of any discipline, whether it's voice or, you know, your instrument. I mean, the voice is an instrument. And so there's always probably more to learn about it. And certainly being an instrument of yourself and your body, I'm sure there's always more to explore.
Mm-hmm. Eric, when it comes to setting the stage for a band like this, not only Sean, but obviously the big band experience there, is there different things that you got to prepare for a band like this, a band this size?
Well, they kind of are self-contained. You know, they're coming with their horns. Mm-hmm. I believe they come with a drum kit. All they've requested is a piano. So we provide that tuned. And, you know, we're just providing the lighting. So, you know, it's not that, like, large of a band. We're not talking 30 pieces or anything that. But nonetheless, this particular show, being somewhat acoustic in nature with amplified vocals, you know, there's not a lot of auxiliary gear that needs to be ported in.
Yeah. Eric, I'll be talking with you more off air about my one man show that I want to do over at the PAC. I just want to perform on that stage so bad. It opened right after I graduated, man. It's not fair. I've always wanted, it's just such a beautiful stage. Thank you, Erica, for that. Sally, when it comes to this student outreach program, can we tell people, remind people about that again and what that is?
Absolutely. We're actually doing it the day after, the morning after, 10 a.m. It will be held at the Performing Arts Center, and I have contacted a lot of local schools, but if there's anyone who is interested in attending, please call me at 715-424-2787, and we'll reserve you a spot. So it'll be about an hour long, and he'll be working with the students during that time.
I talked to you about this on air, off air. I'm so appreciative you and the Performing Arts Center of bringing these amazing acts that you could see in Milwaukee or Chicago or that, and we get them right here in Rapids. You don't got to travel 2 hours. You go 5 minutes and you could see them. We're so spoiled with that. The only thing that is bigger than that to me is these workshops. And imagine being a kid and you are interested in arts or you're in any of this stuff, and you get to meet like somebody like Sean or some of the amazing other people that have done workshops here. I would have killed for that opportunity as a kid. I think it's just amazing that we can offer that to our youth out here. It's a heck of a thing, Sally, and we really appreciate you and these artists being able to do that, the PAC hosting these. It's such a unique opportunity. So thank you again for that.
Well, and I'd also like to thank the Mead-Witter Foundation. They are partnering with us this season to cover the expenses for all of the outreaches.
We also have another sponsor for this particular performance we want to mention.
Yes, absolutely. Aaron and G. Herman's Plumbing and Heating.
Yeah. Good people, good organization. Buy local, support local, everybody. Like they support us, we want to support them. Again, when it comes to this show, Sally, I feel like you guys, we've covered quite a bit here when it comes to Sean. Is there anything I'm missing? Is there anything you think that we just haven't even touched on to give this audience more encouragement and more fun to look forward to when it comes to the Sean Johnson and Big Band experience?
Well, you know, we didn't mention student tickets for $10. Those are always available. So call the Arts Council to get student tickets. So take your family for, you know, what I'd say is a pretty fair rate for adults and to bring your kids. $10 a piece for student tickets always. Bring your student ID, and I think that maybe extends even through college as long as there's a student ID.
Cool.
As long as there's a student ID, we'll honor the $10 tickets, and that's a really great deal to see some of this entertainment.
I'd have been listening to this interview this weekend and kicking myself if I didn't mention that. Thank you, Eric. Thank you for that.
And I just want to encourage people, if you haven't heard of Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience, take a chance because you won't be sorry.
Oh, yeah. You are going to be so entertained by this young man and this great performance. The band is no slouch either. He's got a great, tight band behind him. It's going to be an enjoyable process, and you're going to be able to take in some of these songs that you've loved with a different style and some other songs that you've never heard in this style that I think you might end up becoming even bigger fans of that version. Again, Sean Johnson going to be performing October 12th at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more at SavorTheArts.com, SavorTheArts.com. Thank you both very much for the time. A big thank you again to Sean for joining us. Looking forward to talking again real soon.
Thanks, James.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.